On Sunday, Lawrence Ferlinghetti turns 100. He's a poet who helped change the face of literary culture when he founded City Lights Bookstore and Publishing House in San Francisco back in the 1950s. He's marking his birthday with a new autobiographical novel. Here he is reading from Little Boy.
Little Boy was quite lost. He had no idea who he was or where he had come from.
As KQED's Chloe Veltman reports, in many ways, Ferlinghetti has always had the mischief of a little boy.
Until recently, Lawrence Ferlinghetti was vacationing in Mexico, popping into City Lights and working on poetry. But the last couple of years have taken their toll on his almost 100-year-old body. Ferlinghetti is nearly blind. He spends a lot of time in bed and no longer does in-person interviews.
There's an echo in my phone. I'm not getting your voice very clearly.
But as soon as his assistant adjusts the volume on our call, Ferlinghetti's like a Formula One driver, leaves me in the dust.
I have an engine that doesn't run on petroleum.
He says it runs on pure energy. Actually, Ferlinghetti is a lifelong critic of American car culture, calls it Autogeddon.
Autogeddon is sweeping the country, and there's no stopping it.
There's nothing that can be done?
Well, yes, there's things that can be done, but they would be revolutionary, and the United States isn't ready for revolution.
Ferlinghetti's rejection of capitalism, his doomsday worldview, drive his approach to life and literature. This is the best advice he has to offer the young.
Duck and run for cover.
I had an unhappy childhood. I saw Lindbergh land. I looked homeward and saw no angel.
You can hear the 1-2 punch of adult world weariness and childlike fun in this vintage recording of Ferlinghetti reciting an excerpt from his best-selling 1958 poetry collection, A Coney Island of the Mind.
I got caught stealing pencils from the 5- and 10-cent store the same month I made Eagle Scout.
Ferlinghetti was born in 1919 in Yonkers, New York. In his new book, Little Boy, the author talks about his early years in a distanced third-person voice.
He was with Aunt Emily, whom he loved very much.
About how this aunt had volunteered to raise him because his mother, who already had 4 sons, couldn't handle a fifth.
Born a few months after his father died of a heart attack.
Growing up, Ferlinghetti experienced extreme contrasts of wealth and poverty. But poetry has nearly always been in his life. Ferlinghetti came to California in 1950. He was drawn to it as a place where people could start over. It was what he called this country's last frontier. He launched City Lights in San Francisco in 1953 with a mission to break poetry out of its stuffy academic cage and make it accessible to all. It was a massive risk.
We were young and foolish.
Unlike other bookstores around the country, City Lights was open 7 days a week and late into the night. He wanted to create a sense of community, a place for people to toss around ideas. And the business was originally focused on selling paperback books at a time when the literary establishment only cared about hardbacks.
Paperbacks weren't considered as real books. The only paperback books were murder mysteries and some science fiction books.
But Ferlinghetti was all about democratizing literature. City Lights weathered its fair share of ups and downs over the years, like Ferlinghetti's arrest in 1957 on obscenity charges for publishing Allen Ginsberg's groundbreaking epic poem Howl.
I saw the best minds of my generation destroyed by madness, starving, hysterical, naked, dragging themselves through the Negro streets at dawn looking for an angry fix.
City Light's current publisher and director, Elaine Katzenberger, says the business continues to draw customers from all over the world, despite challenges in the industry.
We don't have bestsellers, and we're not publishing bestsellers, and so staying true to those ideals and maintaining them, that's the hardest thing. And on the other hand, it's the most important thing.
Katzenberger shows me into Ferlinghetti's old corner office, upstairs at City Lights. She flips through his Rolodex. A veritable who's who of 20th century literary life.
Studs Terkel, Jack Hirschman, of course, Vincent Farini, Saul Zantz, Mrs. John Dos Passos.
Ferlinghetti's status as a literary institution is palpable. It's no wonder there's a street named after him, and the mayor of San Francisco has proclaimed his birthday March 24th, Lawrence Ferlinghetti Day. I ask Ferlinghetti if he's proud of his many accomplishments.
I don't know, that word proud is just too egotistic.
So, how about happy?
Yeah, happy would be better, except when you get down to try and define the word happy, then you're really in trouble.
Instead of all the fuss around his big upcoming birthday, this near centenarian laughs and says he'd rather discuss what it would take to start a revolution. For Here and Now, I'm Chloe Veltman in San Francisco.